Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Network. I'm your host for today. I'm Henrietta Bird, and we also have Jill in Atlanta, who's hosting the show tonight, along with Jerry, MVP, who's in the Oxygen Room, Glenn, Sarah, Switchboard, and Chakasha is waiting for us to give a call. As with always, we start with the declaration of the International Black Summit to begin every show. Just to let you know, tonight is our favorite holiday song show. So tune up those voices and, drink a little water so you'll be prepared when we come back. We'd like you to first listen to the declaration of the International Black Summit holiday season and listen to see where your holiday can be by becoming a part of this declaration of the International Black Summit. Jill?
Yes. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except to be. We accept that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of and about for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in a world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Atlanta, Georgia, December 5th, 2010. North, South, East, and West. Moment of silence, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you so much. And this is Henrietta in Chicago. And we have JT, MVP, in Brooklyn, New York. And Glenn is in Queens. And Claire is in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And Asia, our wandering, roving reporter, is in Lee's Summit, Missouri. And if anybody can send her a text to let her know, I was supposed to do that, and I did not do that. So please let your patient know that we are on the air. Thank you very much. So the International Black Summit annual event is in Chicago, Illinois, 2011, August 4th through the 7th. And, of course, yours truly is very excited about that. we have a host team evolving, and we've been looking at these wonderful places on the lake to have the, you know, to house the International Black Summit event. And just for you jazz lovers, it's the same weekend as the Chicago Jazz Festival, so that'll be part of our evening activities. I can tell you that already. We've confirmed that with the city. And we're looking to have a wonderful, transformative day. And we plan to party every night for a week. Okay? So join the talk show team because we'll be in early and we'll be hosting the parties. Okay? So, along with the transformation work that we do, we know that the purpose of the International Black Summit is for participants to bring into being their vision for the Black community and the universe, all right? And so we want everyone, you know, who will listen to this, who's live tonight, and those who listen to this archive, to join us in Chicago August 4th through the 7th. And like I said, you can come in early because we have lots of things planned. Join us at the annual event of the International Black Summit. That and let me see, what else is going on with the summit? Register for one of the prerequisites. There are prerequisites that are coming up in December in different places. So go to blacksummit.org website, and you can do a couple of things. You can do a lot of things. You can join our fair. You can, you know, become buddies with some of the summit participants. You can have conversations with JT MVP. He's always on there, you know, with the latest event, whatever's going on in the world of politics, finance, whatever it is. JT is on that, on the website, talking about it, so you can join him. You know, you can join in conversations with other people of the International Black Summit, as well as you listen to the latest talk show. So after we finish this show, you will be able to go to that website, blacksummit.org, and listen to this show again and again and again. Also, you can donate to the talk show. Our goal is to become premium, and what that means is we'll be able to handle more calls than we are able to handle now. So you can donate, and you can donate whatever you want. It can be as much as you can imagine or whatever you want to pinch off and share with us so that we can become a premium station with Blog Talk Radio. Join us in our prerequisite courses, our conversations, and everything else that goes on at blacksummit.org. Jill, how's it going in Atlanta?
It's going pretty well. The weather, it feels like the holidays. I think it's going to snow. I hope it does. But it's going pretty well here. I will be home for the holidays this year. I'm home meeting in Atlanta. I will not be in Rhode Island. So
okay.
I'm really hoping that the New England weather comes down this way. So we'll see.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, we had our first big snow yesterday, actually. I woke up and it was like Christmas morning. And it snowed all day. So it was really nice. And that was weird. But, you know, we're really lucky when we make it to December, and we haven't had any really cold weather or snow. So, you know, it's cool. Everybody just put on their furs and went out, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's the current event is the snow and the cold, because we had a gentleman on Jerry's show the other night who was in New Orleans, and he said it was 30 degrees.
Mm.
In New Orleans, so
that's right.
The weather is what's going on, you know. But let's get to the show. We have a wonderful set of holiday shows for you this month of December. This week, of course, tonight is our favorite holiday songs, and that's always a favorite show of mine. Because I love to hear the singers, and then next week we're going to tell some of the wonderful family and Christmas stories, you know, and then we have an intention show. Intention, what are your intentions for 2011? That show is actually going to be the first week of January. On the third week, which is the 19th of December, our show will be about food, Christmas food. So all you cooks out there, you know, call in and share some of those great recipes. You know, the thing that's going on in Chicago is Cornish hens. I guess that people are tired of chicken, so every time you go to a dinner party now, it's Cornish hens. So they're giving the chickens a break in Chicago. That's the third week. And then December 26th, that, of course, is our Kwanzaa show. And
it's Tricasia. So, I got an urgent message to get in Henrietta.
Has arrived.
Okay. So, Tricasia, somebody reached Tricasia. That's great. You know, remember, if you can't get in to the regular call-in number, which is 646-716-9827, you can call the Oxygen Room, and you can listen to the show via the Oxygen Room. And that number is 218-862-6420. I'll repeat, 218-862-6420. And the access number is 797-4834-pound. 797-4834-pound. And I think that covers it for the announcements. Do you have any other announcements, Jill or Jerry?
No announcements. Yeah, I think you covered it all.
Okay. Jerry, what about you? I can't hear him. I know he's talking, but I can't hear what he's saying.
Yeah, I couldn't hear him either.
Yeah. Okay, Jerry, we can't hear. Okay, Tricasia.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now, Jerry.
Okay. On my Facebook page, I got some songs on there, and
mm-hmm.
I want people to check it out. Especially, I got a Christmas song that Santa Comes to the Ghetto by James Brown.
That's his favorite.
I'm telling you, people, check it out. And I got other songs on there. I want people to check it out. And also, I'm gonna post my show on Wednesday. So people, stay tuned for that. And I've announced that in the Oxygen Room. Jerry Thomas, Facebook.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. And happy holiday. Happy, I think Hanukkah is appropriate. Today, yeah, or maybe it started yesterday, but happy holidays to everyone. And so let's get started. Do we have anyone online, Claire, who is ready to sing their favorite holiday?
Not at this point in time.
Okay, great. Now, Tricasia.
Yes.
You're all right, Tricasia?
Yes, I am. I'm here now. I'm here.
Okay. And so let's talk about some of our favorite holiday songs. You know, like Jerry has, you know, we know his favorite song is Go Straight to the Ghetto by James Brown. And you will find that on his Facebook page. But there's holiday songs, they're kind of two different categories. Well, they're really more than two, but you know, they're the ones you love to dance to, and then there are the ones you love to hear, like in church. Or if you go to concerts or if you were a caroler. See, in my day, we used to carol. We used to go from house to house and sing stuff. Or, you know, so that used to be fun. It used to be fun, and it was also fun to watch people do it. That was another thing. So what are some of your favorite holiday songs? Jill?
Well, I did, I was on Facebook earlier, and I asked my friends that same question. I got a couple of answers, and hopefully they'll call in this evening. And one, actually, his name is Algernon, and he is actually he has a CD on iTunes. And he is it's a single, and he sings Christian and gospel music, and his CD was released on January 13th, 2009, and it's called You Belong to Me. So hopefully he'll call me because he does want to sing some of his favorite holiday songs for us.
Jill.
Yes.
This is Jacacia. Just to check in, I do have three people on the line. Let me just kind of double-check phone numbers. One's area code 347-325, and then I have area code 404-964, and I have area code 856-424. So those are three. Did any of those numbers ring a bell? Two people have their hands up, so
okay,
I don't know
well,
if they have
ahead.
Them up to speed.
Well, the 347-325 is me.
Okay, the 325 is Jerry.
And the 404-964 is
Joy.
Is Joy. What about the 856?
Let's see if that's
Miss Lyra.
Okay. Well, we probably don't have any singers, but any moment I'll break out.
I know it. That's why I asked, were you on? Because I know you are ever ready.
Well, I'm going to probably do like one or two lines of favorite songs, Christmas songs.
Okay. But you know, one of my favorite songs is by Boys to Men. Let It Snow. I think that's Boys to Men.
Yeah, it is.
Say it again.
I say it is.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I love that song. It's a stepper song too. That's why I like it, because you can dance off of it. You know, I like the groove. I like, you know, I like all of that. What about you all?
Well, I actually went on Jerry's Facebook page. I always like Silent Night. I always enjoyed Santa Claus Go Straight to the Ghetto. And when he had that on his Facebook page, I just cracked up because that just brought back so many memories for me. So I said, I have to switch this up. I did ask a couple of my friends, and one of my friends I've known for a very long time, she mentioned that her favorite song was Oh Holy Night. And I on the Facebook page, I asked, what was your favorite holiday song and why? And her favorite song was Oh Holy Night, and it's because she stated that it's the song, or the meaning of the song is what happened that night that changed the world. And then another friend, she mentioned that her favorite song was Silent Night by the Temptations. And it was because it represented, a very important and memorable part of her life. And it reminds her of her mother. And she stated, may she rest in peace. She always had the song playing Christmas morning, and she remembers not being able to wait to go home for Christmas because this was what it was all about, family, just friends and the excitement. And now that she's gone, at least she has memories and she has traditions, and this song being one of them. So that was pretty touching. And then a cousin of mine, her choice was by Luther Vandross, and it's called This Is Christmas. And she likes that song because This Is Christmas is about healing and caring for one another, well-being, and loving one another as Christ showed us by example. So, we had some really good examples as to why people like the holiday songs. And hopefully more will come in, and I'll check my BlackBerry and see what they're saying.
This is Jacacia. What came up for me is a memory that my mother created for me. I'm a 50s child, and even though you didn't have a lot of black people on TV in the 50s, I must say I had the opportunity of seeing the Nat King Cole show.
That was great.
And that has been a memory that has been burned in my mind. of him standing there, and he shared how they left out cookies for Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. After I saw that show, I always left out cookies. And I love his song of Roasting Chestnuts.
Chestnut roasting.
Yeah. And I mean, even though I couldn't remember the title, but I know every person in the world knows that song from him. And it was just a beautiful show. And my mother, I remember her saying, you know, sit down, we're going to watch this show. And it was just beautiful to have. That's probably one of my first black images of Christmas. Before everything was like White Christmas, you know, like, you know, the song White Christmas and all of that. But Nat King Cole, what, black is beautiful to it. And that's one of my great memories for my mother. And I also love This Christmas by Donny Hathaway. That's the one version I heard and I love. And then the one that's connected to the reason of Christmas is Drummer Boy.
Drummer Boy
by any artist is my favorite.
Oh, I was going to ask you which one. Okay, by any artist, yeah.
Right, because it's the essence of the song. One, he wasn't giving a gift, a material gift, but a gift of his talent of drumming.
Yeah.
And that he wasn't...
Free money.
Has left the conference.
He was bringing his own specialness. And it always reminds me that I always have a song. I always have something uniquely to give. So that song just brings tears to my eyes because I just get in touch with it. And then the last one that I want to share right now is from my daddy. And my daddy had the song, I Saw Santa Claus. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. And that was like a funny one, and I love that one.
Yeah, that's real interesting. That I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, that song, you know, because if you are depending on what age you are, that can, you know, when you really get what that song means, it can kind of burst your bubble.
Yeah.
Or you just can't. It just get what it was. I thought it was cute as a little kid because I was like, that's great. He knows my love like that. Wow, how lucky I am.
Mommy was kissing Santa Claus. Please. And see, my belief was very strong, and I know if my father had seen my mama kissing Santa Claus,
church would have been out.
Because I knew that there was, knew Santa was the real thing. But anyway, you're listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. Please visit us at blacksummit.org and find out about our annual event that's going to be held in Chicago, Illinois next year, August 4th through the 7th in Chicago, Illinois. So we're actually telling stories about Christmas music and some of our favorite things, our favorite songs that are going on, and we're waiting for people to call in. One of the things that occurred for me today is that a lot of the singers are Sweet Honey in the Rock performing at church today, and that's where all my singers are. They went to the concert, except for a few. So I'm kind of waiting for them to call in. But a lot of stuff is going on right now, but we know that, you know, everything is in divine order. Glenn, what's your favorite holiday song? Okay, he must have dropped off the call or whatever. I was trying to remember from last night, but last year you remember. Say it again.
This is Chakasha. My other one is by Eartha Kitt, Santa Baby.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm trying to find
that one. Right. She knows. She knew the truth a long time ago. She knew to ask for what you want. Okay.
Yes.
She knew that law. You know, ask for what you want. She asked for everything.
And
she asked for a diamond ring.
Mm-hmm. A lift. What a lift. A Cadillac.
A Cadillac, right.
A
diamond
necklace.
Ring, a house.
Diamond ring.
A car.
A car, right. So there wasn't, you know, she was clear. She was clear. She was very clear to ask for what you want, you know.
I remember when I was, I guess about 6 or 7, and I would always want to sing Silent Night in front of my father and my two brothers and my grandmother. And I did this maybe for about 3 Christmases in a row, and my brothers hated it. They were just like, why would they sit here and listen to her sing? So, you know, I cannot sing, so please don't ask me to bust out a song. So I just thought I was doing it. I would get these sheets and everything and put it over my head and just like Mary.
Hi,
and
just, I got an urgent message to get in
there. Has left the conference.
And just stand there and sing in front of the family, and then it was horrible. But my father, he would look at me and he would just be so happy. And finally, I would get a big round of applause from my brothers. It was because I was finished. But it was great memories. And they still talk about that. They still talk about that to this day. That's my memory. One of my favorite songs. So, but I love Silent, and I really only like Silent Night, Holy Night. It was just so pretty, and I remember it was like seemed like a serious song. So I felt like an adult when I was singing it, and I knew all the words. So
okay. Oh, that's great. That's really good. That's a good memory.
Mm-hmm.
Silent Night. Some of my favorites. Are Meals at a Baby. You know, that's a beautiful duet that's usually done. And it's a song that it's kind of, you know, like there's one singer, the name of the song I think is Sweet Little Jesus Boy. And it's done with, you know, a male and a female. And he sings this part, you know, that they didn't know who he was, you know. Didn't know he had come to save us, to take our sins away, that it, you know, just goes on. But he sings it kind of in a different lingo, you know, kind of like from slavery time, the way people used to speak there. That's how he sings it. But by the end of the song, he's changed. It's a beautiful song if you ever get a chance to hear it. Sweet Little Jesus Boy is the name of it. That's one of my favorite church songs, you know.
Well,
and,
you know, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. I was watching the, I think it was a Georgia Public Television, and they were showing the Rockettes. And, I was so happy there was an African-American Rockette. Yay. So they were showing the Rockettes. And they sang 12 Days of Christmas. And while they, and I believe it's, I think they really, I'm not sure, but I think they really do sing while they're doing the tap dancing. It was incredible because I would have just been out of breath. They sang 12 Days of Christmas, and then they were tap dancing, and they kind of like did a little imitations of each item that represented the day with their arms and, you know, just with their body, almost like they was playing, what's the name of that game, when you're like charades or something. And it was incredible. I never really got into the Rockettes, and it just kind of like caught my eye because there were so many on the stage. And I said, who is that? And all of a sudden the Rockette sign came down from the curtain. But if anyone just can, I don't know if it's on YouTube or what, but if you can just go to the Rockettes and see them sing and tap to 12 Days of Christmas. It was awesome. I can only imagine what it's like seeing that live.
Yeah,
they put a lot of animation into it, and it was all just smiling and happy. It was wonderful. But like I said, I was really happy to see the African-American girl.
Yeah, and there's one song that I like. I believe it's by jazz legend named Ramsey Lewis. I think he made Charlie Brown's Christmas Time Is Here. I'm not sure. Yeah. And I think he wrote it and arranged it, but I got to check it out. But now it's like that by Charlie Brown. Christmas Time Is Here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ramsey's a Chicago person. He's a Chicago person too.
That's why I brought it up.
Yeah.
You have a nice voice, Jerry.
Hey.
Has arrived.
So, Jerry, are you going to sing? Somebody, we got to have a singer in this in this talk show host team. I sing with choir, so I'm not a soloist.
All I have to say, Christmas time is here. That's all I know. I'm going to write.
Oh, I think you got a singer voice, too.
Yeah,
you ready to sing your two lines?
Okay, let me see if I remember this one. Now, if somebody know it, jump in there with me, okay?
Before
I finish, because it's going to be short. Deck the halls with fall of holly, fa la 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 la, fa la la la. Okay.
To the season to be jolly.
Be jolly. Yep. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Down in our day of terror. La 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 la
la. And we all know jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells. Hey, I'm into Jingle Bell Rock. It's coming out. How does jingle bells go?
You all keep singing. I'm contacting the singers, okay? Keep singing.
We did Deck the Hall. Oh, shucks. Come on. Throw out a carol. Somebody throw out a name.
Let me check and see who's in the oxygen room that wanna make a comment on say a Christmas song. If there's anybody in the oxygen room wants to make a comment or sing a Christmas song tonight. All right, back at you.
Okay. Well, let me think of some more songs. I also love the guitar player with the Lucille. His guitar's name. What's the guy's name with the guitar named Lucille?
I don't know who that is.
He sings blues. And his guitar is named Lucille.
B.B. King.
B.B. King had a Christmas one. That was bluesy, that I loved. Yes. I can't think of the name, but he has some great. And I love the blues and rock and roll holiday songs, you know, the different renditions of, Christmas, you know, because we're familiar with Silent Night, but these blues ones were really great. And I remember my mother, she would just put on, she would have like 20, 30 songs that were all like the Motown sound. It wasn't Motown, it was her group, during that period, the 50s groups. And I was amazed at all of these Christmas songs that we would listen to that weren't Deck the Hall or Silent Night, you know, and it just was beautiful, just beautiful.
A
Because I know Fats Domino made a song back in the late 50s. I think it's about Christmas in New Orleans. I don't know. Cause I remember mm-hmm. when my father was living, he used to love that song. But I went through YouTube, and I can't even find it. And that's a classic.
Wow. What's the name of it, Jerry?
Huh?
What's the name of it?
I believe it's Christmas in New Orleans, because I know the first 2 minutes he tore that piano up, and then that's when he was like talking about Christmas New Orleans. I don't know Christmas New Orleans, but it got something to do with Christmas New Orleans. I don't know what title it is. I gotta find it.
Okay. Can someone tell the caller number? Is it 347-324-5673?
Yes, I have a 347-841. Let's bring them in, 5931. You're on caller, 347-841-5931.
Hello?
Okay, they just want to be quiet.
If you see a 773 number, that's a singer.
Okay, I'll definitely click on.
And
okay.
If you
remember, press 1.
Number.
I didn't tell him to press 1, but she probably will. She probably will.
Yeah. Right. Press 1 and your hand will pop up and we'll know.
Right.
If you want to make a comment or sing for us, that's great.
Okay.
Back at you, Henrietta.
All right. Thanks. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we are sharing with the talk show host our favorite holiday songs and some of our precious memories of holidays and, you know, what we used to do and you know, even though next Sunday is when we really tell the story, so I don't want to start telling stories tonight because that show is really for next week. But I remember in my house, as far as music was concerned, there were only so many albums that were out with holiday music on it, and Fred Waring was the one, you know, by jazz or big band music was big in my house because my father loved that. But we would listen to this Fred Waring Christmas album all of the time. You would hear that. You would also hear the Temptations' first Christmas album playing. And that was just about in every house you went to, you know, when I was growing up, because it was the only one that was out. It was really the only one, if you can good that there would only be one album out by a black person.
Yeah.
And I'm a very young person, so I really don't understand that myself. But anyway, you know, things have just grown in leaps and bounds in the last 5 years. Anyway, you know, there's been some really wonderful, wonderful music that has come out. I like Gladys Knight. I think she has a little drummer boy. Mary's Alabaster Box by CeCe Winan. That's a real pretty song. B.B. and CeCe Winan.
B.B. King is a person who had the guitar named Lucille.
Yes. I didn't hear that conversation. Yes, definitely. That was B.B. King. Yep. He still has Lucille.
Yes, he does.
He does all the commercials for diabetes now.
Yeah.
And also the Temptations, they made a version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer that was very soulful.
Right. Sure did. Yeah. And was that last year or 2 years ago when we first did this show? So it must have been 2 years ago. One of the guys that I sing with called in, and he sang, what was it? Was it Jingle Bells? Or he sang it in Pig Latin. Oh my God. We laughed so hard. I mean, I could not stop laughing. I always went back and listened to that show, and I invite you all to listen to that show. I think it's Christmas of 08. Right, it's a December 08 show, and it's archived, so you can listen to it. We had a lot of good music that night, people calling in, but he did. And there used to be a comedian, Pig Meat Markham, and that's where he got that song from. But I think it's some Christmas song that he sang in Pig Latin. You remember Chicasia?
Yes.
Dennis.
He has a real
deep voice, real bass voice.
Yeah,
but I missed him
really
today because I was going to ask him to call in, but I didn't get close enough to him to get it. But I'll see if he'll do it, you know, maybe next Sunday. So Jill and Jerry can get a chance to hear it.
I'm looking forward to that.
It's hysterical. But I remember that song, you know. But there's some wonderful Christmas memories.
Right. And don't forget the chipmunks. Alvin and the chipmunks.
That's right, Christmas, time for cheer.
Natalie Cole do a Christmas song with and had her father in the background do a Christmas CD or something.
No, that was a different song. I remember. I don't know if it had.
That
Christmas
was the other song he was so famous for.
Unforgettable.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
MVP. Yeah.
Has left the conference.
But some great, great music going on. Hopefully
now,
next Sunday.
Just in case,
yes.
We have some very, very young listeners on. Just explain what Carolyn used to look like.
What he used to look like, Carolyn?
For instance, my grandson, he wouldn't know what Carolyn is.
Oh, that's right. Well, Carolyn is when you would get a group of people together. Sometimes there would be singers, and sometimes it would just be friends. You know, people we just get together, and we have a list of songs, and we go ring the doorbell, go up and down the block, ring the doorbell, and we would sing the Christmas songs to people. And they would, you know, they would love it. You know, sometimes they'd bake cookies and, you know, give you hot chocolate and things like that. But, you know, you get all bundled up, and you go from door to door, and you stand and you sing Christmas carols at people's, you know, at the doors of your neighbors.
And people,
you know.
I mean, it was a big thing. People, churches, friends. It was, traditional for people to go caroling.
Yep, to go caroling. And that was kind of a gift, you know, you could give to everybody. And it was fun, and people would look forward to it, you know, and all of that. You know, keep talking. The singers on the other line.
Right. I just love, that. And once again, that kind of goes back to the theme of the Drummer Boy, that gift was something where you were just giving of yourself. It wasn't something material. It was something that came from you, of you. And, just beautiful, you know, because sometimes, you know, people are looking at this, time of financial situation, which, you know, for me, it's full of abundance. However, other people have conversation. So to give a gift of song is something a lot of people could give. It doesn't matter, what time, how people are looking at the economics. That's something that you can give.
Yeah. Well, one of the singers is trying to get in, and she can't get in. Are all the lines full?
No, we still have one more line that's open.
Okay, so is it the correct number 347-324-5679?
Okay. It's area code 646-716-9827 is the call-in number.
Okay, 646-716-9827?
Yes. So if you were sitting out there wondering, if you're thinking about calling, go in. You don't have to sing. If you just want to tell us the name of your favorite holiday song, you know, feel free to do that.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, do we have a caller?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes,
we have a caller.
Oh, hey! This is Tamara in Atlanta.
Hey!
Hi, Tamara! Tamara, you don't seem to us.
We are on the International Black Summit Talk Show, and the subject or theme is your favorite Christmas song. And if you want to sing us a few lines, we're definitely open for that. So what do you want to do, baby?
Tamara,
I think I just want to share what my song is.
Okay, go ahead and share.
Okay, so I'm trying to, can I sing it? Do I know the words and sing it? Anyway, it's Silent Night by The Temptations.
Okay. Fantastic.
And my favorite part is towards the end of the song when the guy, he sings in the high voice.
Eddie Kendrick.
I don't know who it is. I just went, that's
who
right
you.
Yeah. It might be Eddie Kendrick. He was the one with a high voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
there's
thank
a 773 number to Keisha.
Yes, I see a 773 number. I'm going to bring them on and just thank you, Tamara.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Has left the conference.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, welcome. Henrietta, here's our great person.
Yeah, this is Valerie.
Okay. Okay. So this is my friend Val. Okay. And she is actually going to sing for us.
Great.
So Val, you tell them about your song.
Well, it's a Christmas song, like you've asked, and it's called Mary Did You Know? It talks about Mary giving birth to Jesus, and it ends by telling you that this is the I Am, and this is how we need to live. And the song came about through a very dear friend who asked me to sing it for their family at Christmas, and I could never get it right. And I finally found the tracks for it and actually sang it, and it came off better than I thought it did. So that's what the name of the song is. It's called Mary Did You Know?
Okay.
Are you ready? Because I need to have some music with it. So I have the music down low, so you can't really hear that, I don't think. Okay?
Okay.
However
it's comfortable for you.
Okay. Here it comes. Okay. The music's going. Okay. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know your baby boy has come to make you new?
child that you delivered would soon deliver you. Oh, Mary, did you know your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? You see, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Oh, Mary, did you know your baby boy was Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know your baby boy would one day rule the nation? Did you know your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great
It really makes you want to just like
you know, kind of motivates you to go head on.
Oh, yeah. Because
like my God, Jason always says, go head on, Miss Bird, just go head on. You know?
Okay. Because there's nothing to stop you except you.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a world of possibilities. You just got to buy into it.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And, you know,
great.
That's what's great about Christmas songs. You know, they just move us in different ways. And,
right.
You know, I just so appreciate, you know, children. I'm, you know, my children are grown. And one of the things I've learned each year is how much children bring to the holidays.
Absolutely.
You know, just, you know, sitting in the house playing music for them. Like, you know, you know, like they have you, you know, they create the possibility of what the holidays are about, you know, decorating the tree, baking cookies, wrapping things, just looking through a catalog and talking about I wish, I want.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know.
And the possibility is there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The possibility is so there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there for adults. That's what's so incredible about it is it's there for whoever asks. It doesn't matter whether you're a child or an adult. It doesn't matter whether you're black, white, green, or purple. It's there if you ask.
Mm-hmm.
And then wait to get the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's there.
Right.
Yeah, it is definitely there. And that's what I love about it. And that's what I love about music. It gives you the opportunity to express in ways that you normally would not say. But it's there. And that's what music does. It bridges. It says things that people think but may not know how to put into words. And that's where it bridges people together. Because a song like that doesn't have a nationality. It just is. And it's for anybody who wants it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the beauty of music to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's bringing up for me now that we've talked about children, too. I'm thinking about 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, you know, children, that was a song at our gathering for children where we acted
right.
it out. And you start with one and you go all the way up to 12.
Yep. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to be able to sing a song like that and memorize it and then know the significance of what it is you're singing. That's a wonderful song.
I know the first one was the partridge. The partridge.
Yeah.
The partridge in the pear tree.
The partridge in the pear tree.
Two turtle doves.
Two leaping. Yeah, two turtle doves.
Three French hens.
Right.
Four calling birds.
Mm-hmm.
Five golden rings. Everybody knows that part, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Five golden rings. And you go back down. Six. What was six?
Six geese.
Six
a calling.
Geese a laying.
Six geese a laying.
Yeah.
Seven a swan swimming.
Eight geese a laying.
Eight.
Oh, eight geese.
Oh, eight geese alone. So what was six?
Six. Let's see. Five golden rings. Six.
Where's the milk and maidens?
I don't know. I don't remember the song. I don't remember all of it now. I mean,
we need to start from 12. We need to start from 12.
We want somebody to call in that can tell us all of the 12 geese from 12 days of Christmas.
We've got
48
seconds left
for
the show.
Okay, thanks, Glenn.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, thank you. This is Reverend Valerie McGee, by the way. I just, you know, she's my friend. I call her Val. But thank you so much for that beautiful song and the lesson that comes with it.
And we have 28 seconds for to share our oxygen number.
Okay, I will talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, the oxygen number is 218-862-6420. 218-862-6420. The access code is 797-4834-pound. 797-4834-pound. And this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. You've been on with Chakasha in Lee Summit, Missouri, Jerry in Brooklyn, Glenn on Switchboard in the Bronx, in Queens, New York. Jill is in Atlanta. I'm Henrietta in Chicago. And remember, our International Summit annual event is in Chicago, August 4th through the 7th. We invite you to go to blacksummit.org and get all of the information. And join us, please, in the oxygen room. That's where we're headed right now. 218-862-6420. 797-4834-POUND. God bless. We'll see you in a minute.